Lord Richard in the Pantry is a largely forgotten piece of British silent cinema, a 1930 comedy film that straddled a moment of immense transition in film history. Based on a popular novel by Maurice Nicole, the film was directed by Walter Ford and starred Richard Cooper in the title role. Today, it survives only in memory and scattered references, categorized as a lost film, its reels presumed destroyed or missing, with no known surviving prints. This is Land of the Lost, Lord Richard in the Pantry. The plot revolved around a nobleman who, through a series of misfortunes and comic twists, finds himself working as a footman in a wealthy household. The class reversal narrative struck a chord with audiences of the time, offering a blend of upstairs-downstairs intrigue and lighthearted escapism. As talkies began to dominate the cinematic landscape, Lord Richard in the Pantry was one of the last gasp productions of the silent era, released as British studios struggled to catch up to Hollywood's rapid adoption of synchronized sound. Walter Ford, who would later gain greater fame in the 1930s for his work in British thrillers and comedies, was still early in his directorial career. His collaboration with Gainsborough Pictures for this film marked a stepping stone in his ascent through the ranks of British filmmaking. Richard Cooper, a dependable character actor of the period, delivered what some contemporary accounts described as a charming and nuanced performance, bringing warmth and dignity to the aristocrat-turned-servant. Contemporary reviews of the film are scarce, but trade publications of the era offered mild praise for its wit and pacing, suggesting that while it may not have broken new ground, it fulfilled its purpose as a drawing-room farce with mass appeal. However, as the 1930s progressed, the film faded into obscurity. The advent of sound effectively rendered many late silent films obsolete overnight, and like countless others of its time, Lord Richard in the Pantry was not preserved. Its loss is compounded by the fragile nature of early film stock, which was prone to decomposition and fire. Archivists and film historians have long lamented the wholesale destruction of films from this era, whether through neglect, cost-cutting disposal, or the impermanence of nitrate film. All that remains of Lord Richard in the Pantry are a few still photographs, brief mentions in periodicals, and the lingering curiosity of film enthusiasts who continue to search for surviving reels in private collections and forgotten archives. As a cultural artifact, the film represents more than just a comedic story of role reversal. It stands as a symbol of the fragile legacy of early cinema, a reminder of the thousands of stories lost to time, and a testament to the fleeting fame of films that once flickered across screens before vanishing into the void. The pantry is empty, and Lord Richard, like so many silent protagonists, has been swallowed by silence itself.